Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. We've just started the month of March 2021, and with it comes the exciting prospects of conversations and action to move people forward in the space of International Women's Month. And so this year, the focus is on how to navigate, lead better, create a better world that's post-COVID. And in addition to doing so, challenging the bias by choosing to challenge. So today, I want to speak about how we can choose to challenge to make the world a more human and more humane place. Because if half the world cannot operate effectively in the workspace, in the home space, then we're actually pulling the whole world backwards. So let's talk a little bit about some statistics. Did you know, according to Lean In Organization, that how many times more often do men interrupt women than other men? In other words, how many times does a woman, when she's speaking, get interrupted by other men? Imagine, almost 3 times more often. That for me was surprising. 3 times more often. And what's interesting there is that in one way or the other, it's either that there's an unconscious bias that the male colleague imagines he knows what the lady is saying. That's one way. Another way is mansplaining, where you're trying to speak in a board meeting, in a team meeting. It has happened to me. And I remember I was sharing an idea in a team meeting and I was saying, I propose we should do this. This is the way we can increase our sales. This is how our revenue generation can actually grow. And then no one made a comment. And then let's call him Patrick, then said, I'm also proposing the way to increase revenues is by, and he said exactly what I had said, just using different words. You know, it was a kind of meeting which had very few women, were about 2 of us, and the rest were about 8 men. And the chair actually said, Patrick, that's an excellent idea. How is it I've never thought of it? Well done. And you know, I could feel the Nyeri temple rising within me. And then I remembered that I am a coach, and the first person you need to do is coach yourself. And I said, oh, through the chair, Patrick, thank you so much for echoing and amplifying the idea I just gave a few minutes ago. You recognize that one of the aspects I was bringing in is based on my experience in this specific space. I'm looking forward to working with you, Patrick, on making this idea a reality and moving the conversation into action. And then I smiled and I waited. And the point was noted, because I know it's an unconscious bias that because we come from a patriarchal society where women were not meant to be heard, they were just meant to be seen. And in some cases, only their work was meant to be seen, not even them. So then what happens is that men grow up actually having that same kind of bias, which they have been passed on from generation to generation. So, how do you beat the unconscious bias of making people feel invisible? Speak up. Speak up. Use humor and don't take it personally. Many times, unconscious biases are not even known to the person who is biased against you or someone else. Fast forward, a couple of months later, we're able to actually introduce 2 or 3 more ladies into that team. And it's incredible the kind of conversations that happened. But one of the things that I told them, having been the one who was on that team before them, I told them when we get into the meeting room, we do not sit together. The one way to ensure that we're not us versus them is to meet and sit with them. And in so doing, when one of us gives an idea, let the other one amplify it and echo it. That's how you choose to challenge bias, by ensuring that the voices that seem to be invisible, that seem to not be heard, can actually be heard because we are echoing those voices, louder, in a more clear way, and actually giving room for those ideas to be heard. So, recently, I was just looking at my journal and reflecting about the kind of biases that I have faced. And I remember many years ago, I wrote an email to a potential client. I signed off Dr. Murugami, and then the client responded and said he wanted to come and meet us. So he came to our offices. And when he walked into the office, I was there to meet him even before he walked into our boardroom. And I said, Charles, welcome. It's great to meet you. And then he looked at me and asked, where is Dr. Murugami? You must be her PA. I said, actually, I am Dr. Murugami, and I'm really happy to meet you. And he was like, oh my goodness. And you could see him sweating, and it was a very cold July morning. And he's sweating there, and he's trying to wonder, how does he extract himself out of this situation? And I told him, can we open the window? Is there something we can do to make you more comfortable? Tea and water will be served shortly. And then he said, you know, I'm surprised you're not even taking it personally, what I have just said. You know, because where I come from, we are not very used to seeing young women holding doctorates. And you know, in fact, I thought you are an older, bigger man. I mean, he was really stammering. And I told him, Charles, don't worry, I understand. But this is a moment for you to rethink that bias. You see, because that's what you've seen, we can't say that everything we've learned is the only way to move forward. We must unlearn certain things. But I also want to thank you very much for, you know, being so gracious and apologizing and really explaining to me where that came from. And I'm really looking forward to this meeting. So can we get on with the business of the day? And I could see he was still very disconcerted about my response. But I recognize that sometimes choosing to challenge bias is not about us versus them. It's about being sensitive to where someone is coming from, but also being firm about your position and how you stand. But I think more importantly, it's about setting the tone for my children, for my children's children, and I dare say for the unborn children who haven't even been conceived, that when they get into the workspaces and they achieve their dreams to serve humanity, that they will not be cowed down and they will not be pushed down to become something they're not. I dare say today, dare to challenge. Look around and ask yourself, am I biased towards someone? Am I biased towards that homemaker who spends 24/7 at home? And when I meet her, all I talk about is my corporate experience, my jet travels before COVID, and everything else that looks so fabulous and glamorous. And maybe deep inside, I'm actually putting her down, consciously or unconsciously. Am I the one who says, you know, I don't know what you spend your whole day doing when I walk into my home and I find my house help in one way or the other, having not done something, instead of recognizing that right there is a moment of bias where I'm putting her down because for one reason or the other, I think that she's lesser than me. Ladies and gentlemen, each person who is living has the dignity of the human person, whether they're differently abled, whether they're able to speak up, whether they have the level of education, experiences, and even resources that you have. We ought to choose this March 2021. Choose to challenge the bias. Choose to uplift the dignity of every human being, starting with those who feel they're invisible, who seem to always feel as if they shouldn't be on earth and they shouldn't be living. Think back about the times you've seen bias and challenge yourself to speak up and correct the bias, and perhaps to give the voice to other people who need your voice because they probably don't have the experience and the resources and the insights you have. I wish you a daring International Women's Month of March 2021. Share your feedback. Let me know what resonated with you in the little stories that I shared with you today that are part and parcel of our learning journey together. Thank you.